Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Wang Yao, who is a researcher, a film curator, a film critic, a film lecturer, you know, you name it, right? Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
So the first question, like I said before, a little before the interview, the way that this interview is going to be structured is going to be a little easy. But you are here also presenting or curating an a special exhibition at the festival as part of the focus on China that's taking place here. Can you tell us a little bit about it, introduce it for our listeners?
Yeah, actually this kind of a program, first is it's nine films from China. There's a so-called focus on China. It's a tradition of Transylvania Film Festival. Every year they will choose some country to focus. And this year, because you know Transylvania Film Festival now is a part of, is a member of Silk Road Alliance. Festival Alliance, something that I don't remember quite clear, but this kind of organization of festivals and the leading by Shanghai Film Festival. So you know that China now we have this the Belt and Road project, and so in the festival they have this kind of organization. So it's a part of this organization. So actually we the collaborating festival is the Shanghai Film Festival. So we choose nine films. I discussed a lot with the art director, Mr. Chililov, and also the director, festival director, Mr. Giorgio. And we write emails, we meet in Berlin. Then we want to show something, you know, from the really classical one. There's a silent film called The Goddess, which is considered the best silent film ever made in China, and I'm really happy that they invited the musician came here to have a live concert. That is fantastic. And we have another 4K restoration film. I think it's an international premiere. Last year, Shanghai Film Festival got the restoration, you know, supported by some sponsor, and how do I say? A really, really important fourth generation women director, Mrs. Huang Shuqin. She made a film with the marvelous actress, Mrs. Gong Li. You know Gong Li, yeah, the Gong Li the Queen. That's her nickname in China. So that film made in 1994, I think. And also we have some festival acclaimed film such as you know, last year in Cannes, there's a bomb in Cannes. It's called The Longest Journey into the Night, which is in the film, this marvelous 3D, 1 hour long take. Mm-hmm. So it's a partly 3D film. It's not a total 3D film. This is marvelous. And last year, it's you know, the critics and the journalists go crazy in Cannes about this film. Sorry, didn't win anything. And we have the film from Berlinale last year, Elephant Sit Still. That film won the Fabrizi Award in Forum and a special mention in the first feature. I'm sorry to tell you, but this is the first and the last film by the director. He killed himself before he finished the film, so it's a tragedy. But the film is worth to see. He got the the master from the great director Bellatar. So you will see he used the way of Bellatar, but not exactly copy from Bellatar, but he knows the way of how Bellatar observed the characters, how to present the world about some very depressed life. This is a masterpiece, we can say that. And we have Jinba. Jinba is a Tibetan language film made by the most important, without one-off, Panma Caidan. Now he's a leading figure in the Tibetan language film in China about the Tibetan minority. And this film shot in the location over 5,000 meters, you know, it's in some highland, and it's really, really, really difficult, but the film is about a dream, the reality, there's a combination. And also the film is produced by a world-acclaimed director Wong Kar-wai. You know Wong Kar-wai, yes, everybody love him. And we have something, you know, we have independent film. It's a very poetic film called The Ghost in the Mountain. Also, I think a world premiere in the Berlin Forum. And also we have, you know, a really, how do I say, popular film. It's called Gutenberg Project. It's a Hong Kong, mainland China co-production, and leading by famous actor Chow Yun-fat. I think he appears in a lot of Hong Kong films, and this film really reminds us the golden years of Hong Kong films. So yeah, we have a lot of this kind of film, but also we have another thing, including a symposium or roundtable. You know, me and some Romanian scholars, famous scholars, they were discussing about the. We have the title called A Short History about China-Romania Film Communication. So it's a long story. It's not a short, but it's a short history, but it's a long story. So things goes like that. You know, Romania is a part of the Eastern Bloc. You know, after the World War II, and Romania and China had a really good relationship during that year. Especially, we have break up with Soviet Union. So Romania, Yugoslavia, and Albania is you know, only three countries that, you know, still want to have this relationship with China. So we import a lot of Romanian films. According to the research, there's over 70 films, Romanian films distributed in China. Also, there's a lot of Chinese film, you know, equally. They came to Romania to sometimes in the it's a public screening, sometimes it's a kind of a Chinese film week by that time. The Romanian films, you know, quite a few of them is really popular in China. You know, even the Romanian directors, actors, they can't understand why. So that's what we want to discuss about. Yeah,
they're popular there.
Really popular. You know, billions Chinese watched that film. You know, billions. It's not millions, billions.
So basically, and also, yeah, the exhibition with the flyers and the posters of Romanian films in China, right? The Chinese posters of Romanian films. That's interesting. That comes from your private collection, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a private collection, but, you know, actually, I could get more, but it's really expensive. You know, there's a... I found on the website, you know, you can buy a poster, you know, Romanian films distributed in China in the 1950s. It costs you like 5,000 pounds. Wow. Could be that that expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there that much interest in these items? A lot of buyers.
Yes, because you know, for example, I asked the organizer, some critic, some Romanian friends, and they know the film, and they know the actors, they know the images, and then they saw the Chinese version. You know, a lot of the how do I say, the poster is. Hand drawing, for them is a little bit exotic, but very very familiar, and it's strange, but it's really nice.
I'm so fascinated. But what is your opinion? Why do you think that Romanian films are popular? Do you have an opinion on?
Yes,
that?
Yes, I have a theory.
Give me that theory.
because you know during the. You know what is the Cultural Revolution in China?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. During the Great Cultural Revolution, actually, all the feature film is, you know, we stopped. We only have that, you know, like eight, we call it, how do I say, the modern Beijing opera, socialist, realistic stage documentaries. You know the Hong Se Niang Zi Jun, I don't know what's the English title. It's a, how do I say, it's a Beijing opera mixed ballet, yeah. And it's, you know, really, how do I say, socialist, realist things. And you know, we have like, how do I say, the maybe half billion, no, almost 1 billion Chinese population by that time. So, you know, they only have this kind of eight films. It's not enough. So what kind of films they allowed to screen in China? So from other socialist or communist countries, so we have films from North Korea, Vietnam, north part, North Vietnam, and Albania, Romania, Yugoslavia. And the Romanian film is one of the best. So, you know, for a long time, for example, the Romanian film director Sergio Nicolaescu, he made a lot of commercial films, you know, historical films, costumed, or thriller, policier, this kind of film. So he's really popular in China, even more popular in, than him in Romania.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or in Europe in general, I think.
Yes, yes, but he's a... but what I know is he's really well-known and beloved by the audience in the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
But, you know, in China, he's a kind of, you know, national master. Yeah, so he has, like, 7 films distributed in China, and, you know, everybody, my father, my mother, my grandfather, my grandmother, they know Romanian film.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's an interesting insight in the way films are distributed back.
Yeah, so it's a kind of, you know, historical things, you know, because of the really special, how do I say, the, you know, the things during Cold War. But actually, Cold War is not like, you know, Cold War we think.
Yeah
so one of the famous Chinese scholar, Professor Dai Junhua, she has a really nice theory about the 80s. So she said it's kind of a post-Cold War already during the last year of Cold War. So actually, for example, let's take China as an example. Okay, China. So China is still a communist country or socialist country by that time. But China already break up with the Soviet Union. But China can't be, you know, officially friend to United States and the Western world. But, you know, we have this kind of way, I think 1972, that we have the official diploma of relationship with America. Something similar in Romania, Ceausescu, he's a kind of nationalist. It's not like he's the first general secretary in Romania. So he's trying to find something, you know, between Soviet Union and American, and he's a kind of different with you know, Poland and Czechoslovakia that time, and come to the film. So they made a lot of historical film, commercial film. It's a bit like, you know, what happened in, of Yugoslavia during Tito's time.
Yeah.
So a little bit complicated. So I need to write a book on this.
Yeah, you should, because not a lot of people know about this. But we're going to have to cut it short because we went a bit over the time. But it was fascinating insight. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, and enjoy the show, and enjoy your host.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.